This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No,
we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, nah, this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? you're like, woo, jokes, innit? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, innit? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Next level.
Hey, listen. Forget Dubai, man. Let's address the elephant in the room. So basically, a man phoned me, yeah?
Said, Taser. Tell you, Marvin's insensitive.
Yeah, it's a Taser. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, yeah? Like, I've been listening to the pod for the past few weeks, and yeah, man, I kind of see what they're saying on the timeline. Your boy's getting cooked. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? What are you seeing kind of thing? He goes, nah, like the energy that man's giving you, like you're sharing a heartfelt story, and man couldn't even put down his noodles.
Why should I?
First of all,
a man said, there's only got a microwave. What's the point? What are you saying?
First of all, yeah. Can I just say, yeah, the music. This is why music is very important.
It's very powerful, moving.
It's powerful, bro. One thing that was very touching, yeah. My mum reminded me that I never had a desk. So I did my revisions for SATs on the stairs. But I don't remember it. She was like, yeah, like it was weird because every time everyone's walking past you, you're just on the stairs revising for your test.
Have you ever done a dining table?
We have never sat around the dining table and eating food.
No, I get that. But you got a dining table.
There's no dining table in my house, bro.
In the kitchen?
There's no dining table. You don't eat in the kitchen. Everyone goes to their bedroom or everyone goes in the living room.
Why aren't you revising your bedroom?
Because my bedroom was my sister and my brother and my auntie as well. I'm talking about my old house.
Oh, okay.
I moved to Rafts when I was 16, so I already done my sets.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when I was like 11. So I was revising on the stairs. So Mia's now got a desk, chair. So it's very like, rah, you've actually got a desk and chair.
Next level.
Do you see what I'm saying? I didn't have that. I just lay down on the bed with my feet in the air, bro, reading this AQA book.
I don't remember where I revised.
Yeah, now my mum reminded me. I don't remember either. There's bare memories that I've just like forgotten about. So when my mum reminds me, I'm like, oh snap. Because that conversation had no music. It wasn't a heartfelt combo. Who put the music on? The social media guy. My mum called me to just say, yeah, I didn't remember. My mum called me to say, you never had a desk. I was like, oh yeah. So we just had a little friendly chat.
Yeah.
So I came to the pod that day and I said, oh, you know what? I just shared it in passing. We were even warming up. We ain't even started yet. Obviously, this guy's...
No, we started. It was like a part. Because remember, the food came, so I think we were just... It was 40 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I checked when it was. It was about 40 minutes in.
So I just shared that story, calm, whatever. And then we moved on. So a man's telling me, oh, yeah, I think you should, like, kind of like... The gist of what he's basically trying to say was like, I don't think he's your real brethren.
What?
I'm like, hold on a second. Who the fuck are you?
Man's eating when you're talking about...
No, but who are you to tell me that my man is not my bridge? Like, I don't understand.
The same Taser that rang me in Hackney and I'd done 87 miles an hour to get there. When man said, man, set pay, tried the thing.
You know
me and Matty were there fucking 2 minutes, bro.
Wait, by the way, the story that he's talking about is the story that I shared on Pastor Meerkat when the girl crashed the car. Marv was there, but obviously, the part of the story that I got to, it wasn't the part where Marv was involved. Funny enough, even Tolly was there.
Yeah.
It was Tolly and Marv scared the corner ready to back, man. See what I'm saying? But
I went. I'd left.
Yeah, he'd left already.
So where are you? I said, I'm just up the road.
I said, spin that.
The funny thing is, I'll get something to eat.
I was like, this guy loves bread. Very good bread.
There's a couple of men tried. I said, what? I said, Matty, blood. I said, what? Hey, the way man jumped in the whip. I think when I jumped in the whip, I think the car was still moving. You know, the doors open.
Hey.
Who done it? Someone done a video like, Monquay done when he was doing the scrap thing with the car still moving. It's like that.
So, yes, I just want to clarify, because then people start saying, well, then, why did Taser defend you on the timeline? But I didn't want to defend this guy because he replied.
to K Curd when K Curd tweeted about it. Marv was laughing because it hadn't hit the timeline on a bad vibes thing.
Yeah, it was
and then someone had tweeted something along the lines of just taking it away from the actual point of the video, making it seem, I can't believe he has a friend like this, da, 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 da. And that's when that narrative started running. It's like, well, if you watch the video, it's not that deep.
What are people saying? This is like, why men die alone.
You know,
this is why men don't open up. This is why men die alone.
Eat sweet brother,
because, I said, because I'm eating chow mein. What?
I said chow mein.
Because I'm eating chow mein, men die alone.
All right, let me read some of the comments.
But the thing is, I was talking to Taze, yeah, and I was saying that maybe, like, I said, our lived experience is so different, men and women, because it was dudes, but it was mainly women that I saw, like, because they didn't understand, like, the vulnerability in terms of someone talking to them and you're not paying attention. But I'm like, number one, as Taylor said, it was a throwaway, not a throwaway convo, but as in, like, it was a convo that
off the cuff.
It was off the cuff.
It wasn't heartfelt.
It wasn't heartfelt.
That's why I need to clarify. It wasn't, the music made it sound like
that.
The
music, yeah.
It was a past convo.
Yeah.
And also, we've been doing it for 7 years, isn't it? So there's times where we speak about stuff in passing that people might think is deep, but it's a convo. We're just used to it. Anyway.
You're like, it's sentimental to you.
Yeah.
We were just chatting.
Yeah, yeah. So, what am I saying? So in regards to the convo, I was saying to Taze as well that people don't realise man's lived experience. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, that is not a mad thing. I've seen some mad things, bro. I told you, I've seen cockroaches in my kitchen. Man's worrying about a desk.
I killed a mouse in my kitchen once.
What up?
Smacked it with a broom, back of the head. Wow!
But I'm saying things, and even like school, for example, like obviously it might be a bit drastic, but I've come out of college and a man stabbed. I've seen man get stabbed before, like, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen man get rushed on the floor out, like, bow! Finished! But if you say to some people, this is what I've seen, they'll be like, no way. I'm like, bro, some of the stuff I've seen is mad. So maybe, so forgive me if a man went to the desk and I'm eating my chow mein.
I'm asking, what, don't you have a microwave at home?
I do, but I'm not home.
Put your food down, let it finish. Started talking about emotional intelligence. That's when I kind of was reading the tweets. I was like, I was doing this. Could you do like emotional intelligence?
I don't know.
I said it to you. Your future girlfriend is in trouble.
Don't start the narrative, because you might start the same narrative about I don't lips and I lips. So I don't know what you're
talking about. Your lips, yeah? Come on.
I've always been a lip.
Only American babes, though. UK girls don't get the lips,
nah. In public.
I said that in public. Oh, yeah, he was lipsing on the alley. Remember that one?
What? Oh, yeah, when you chopping the alley.
I forgot about that one, you know. It wasn't Ali, it was behind the kebab shop.
Bro, but you know what pissed me off about that whole conversation when she told me this? I was like, I genuinely did not need to know that. You know what I mean? We're chatting there. She's like, yeah.
I saw her about 6 months ago.
She's like, yeah, do you remember when Marvin told that story? He's talking about, brother.
I didn't tell the story. I thought it was Yusuf.
Did somebody told the story?
Me. I didn't know the story.
It was Yusuf, because Yusuf was there.
Oh, Yusuf. Oh.
But I think when she said it to me, I think she panicked and she thought maybe somebody had said. And I was like, nobody said nothing. You just told me this. You know, I just killed the whole vibe.
But you know what emotional intelligence is? People don't realize this. A lot of people believe, that emotional intelligence is you dealing with someone else. It goes both ways. Emotional intelligence is you have an understanding that someone might be different to you, so I'm not going to take it personal.
Also, I should have compassion that you're eating noodles. So no. I shouldn't have told my story.
No.
I should have waited for you to finish your noodles.
No. As in terms of the way people are looking at it is like, they're seeing it one way, as in like, man's telling the story and he's eating, but it's like, you're not seeing it the other way that, like, for example...
Can I just say, I'm not offended if I'm telling a story as I was eating. That doesn't offend me.
But when my dad died and the man came to my yard, we were talking and the man were eating. I'm supposed to say, everyone stop fucking eating. Bro, man would eat like that.
Bro, when your dad passed, we went for food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Literally, like, what man them supposed to do? We're supposed to sit here and just Marvin.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I feel like men and women, the difference is...
I ain't gonna lie to you. I know my man's going through some things here, but I'm kind of hungry, bro. Is it?
You know what I mean? Because it's literally one of those ones where
you have to wait for mom to eat first before we eat, you know?
I'm gonna let you finish. But even with me, like, I'll never forget, you know what I mean? Friend of mine, you know, when someone dies and you're with the babes, you know what I mean? You're sad a little bit, but you're like...
With the babes, what do you mean?
Because it was with the babes when I heard the news.
Oh, you're still going to crap.
So like,
No, I'm not going to lie to you. It depends on who it is.
So yeah. You don't have the capacity to clap after?
No, it depends who it is. Like, for example, if it's like...
Because he want me to.
If
someone, what is
the conversation then? If someone phones me and it's like a friend of a friend, I'll be like, oh, that's mad. Like, I can, whatever. But if it's like someone mad close to me, like, I'm most probably going to leave.
Oh, never mind.
I'll leave. If I'm at a girl's yard, I'll leave.
What,
if it's someone close that like, I care about, I'll go, or, and I'm going to your house...
But that's how I deal with things.
Because you're... This is what I'm saying. I mean, that's emotional intelligence.
Yeah, but if you know that's how he deals with things, then...
That's my point, emotional intelligence. As in, that's how he deals with things. There's no right or wrong.
By the way,
most people think... You're not going to read the tweets. Most people think being hypersensitive or being hyper-emotional...
is the only way to deal with
that. And that means you're a good friend.
And in my opinion, you know what I mean? Being not in control of your emotions isn't emotional intelligence.
That's
because
exactly.
You're crying all the time. Just because you're angry all the time. Just like not emotional intelligence.
But allow yourself to feel.
Control yourself.
People were saying that, for example, in terms of your clip, I wasn't emotionally intelligent because I should have identified that you were in a vulnerable space. Because remember, the questions I was asking you, the reason I was asking them was because in my head...
I wasn't in a vulnerable space though.
No, I'm just saying, even if you were, I'm saying, but people saw it like you were in a vulnerable space, yeah?
And but people felt like you were lying. No, you were checking me.
But I wasn't. It's a podcast. I'm asking you questions. Because remember, in terms of, I'm very like logical in it, the way I think and the way I see things in it. So when you're talking to me about Revise on the Stairs, I'm thinking about my yard and I'm thinking about how I studied in it. So I'm like, do you have a dining room table? Because I remember at the dining room table, the kitchen was like small, but then there was like a little partition and there was a dining room table. So anytime when people went in the kitchen, my mom went cooking or whatever, I could go to the dining room table. You're like, I didn't have one. I'm like, cool. I'm like, where else did I study? The sitting room. But obviously sitting room might be people busy, watching TV, cool. So I'm like, what about your bedroom? You were like, I shared it with my brother and whatever. So I'm trying to knock out
also,
other things.
I think Gen Z don't understand that back in our day, brother, it was either your dad's on the phone or you're on the internet.
Yeah.
You couldn't do both. So if I wanted to use the computer and my dad wanted to make a phone call, brother, but the internet's gone, bro.
But the thing is, in our day, you didn't even use it in like that. When you were doing work, it was a bite-sized book.
Yeah, it was like an encyclopedia
or it was like internet wasn't booming like Google. We weren't going to Google like...
There's no Google. Ask Jeeves, bro.
Bro, Yahoo and that.
Ask Jeeves and he never had the answer,
brother. White, the white butler. Idiot. Foolish man.
Never had the answer,
never,
man.
Never, bro.
Pussio.
Take him back to some different page. You're just thinking, what is this, man?
And your mom will be like, don't go to these funny pages. Download virus. Oh, mom,
it's
loud,
true, though.
Man.
Your computer be acting mad, bro. Bro, them days there, what?
Download the wrong thing. Techie. EXE, you know. What's that thing that you used to do where it would take you to like the old school computer? Because you had to close a program.
I remember that.
Yeah, what was that again? Task manager. Task manager, you know. Task manager. Yeah. Hey. All right, some of the comments here, because we're actually laughing at it. I hope God has shown you who your real friends are. Sorry you had to go through this, homie. Big man, you ain't even my homie, bro.
Man.
This nigga here is my homie. Just saying. People think the friend was going to pause his hunger because of convo. Obviously, there's some funny ones as well. Someone said, Taser, get rid of this brother, man. No empathy. A man told you he took his sats on the stairs and you're still trying to make it look like he's chatting, only asking stupid questions and chopping grub like a kwassia. Yeah? Guess what, new friends, brother?
I eat a boiled egg.
I hate males like that guy who's showing zero empathy and being rude.
To who?
Brother.
Yeah. See what it is for people.
My neighbor as well jumped in the chat as well.
You said that still.
My neighbor that I lived with at the time, and she was like, yeah, I remember those stairs. She lived like two doors down from me. That was interesting. It just shows you how far when you get posted on these blogs, it goes. The man opposite him holds no empathy, just dribbling sauce back into the container. Just get the noodles on the blood clot fork and stop asking stupidness. But people were angry, blood.
And every time I get posted on it, brother, I see it. When it hit Shade, bro, I said, Jesus.
Because you know already, brother, what the tone of that conversation.
No, brother, it hit UK gossip first, and then all the comments were like, most people were like, backing me because a lot of people knew me in the comment.
Yeah.
When he went the other side,
a lot, even a lot of people. The funny thing is, that's why like a lot of people back me on Shea Bar. Like, you don't watch the pod because Mark eats all the time, or you don't watch the pod because their man are cool. Or there's a lot of that, as in like, you're from a 30-second clip. Like, you're getting all this.
But it's just funny how creative some people are. My man's on the other side swallowing black bean sauce and asking useless questions.
It's sweet and sour. It's not black bean. It's sweet and sour. That's what I'm saying. uncouthed individual. You don't even know cuisine.
Say bastard.
A man said, let the man testify without being second guessed, for fuck's sakes. I'm sure he would know if he had a dining table.
Second guessing?
Marv replied, yes. Is this court or church, bro? Man's talking about testifying.
Testify using them words. Get out of here, man.
Men are interesting. Your friend is there opening up about a trauma. First of all,
who said trauma, blood?
Anyway. Trauma he didn't realize he had. A man just sat there stuffing his face, questioning him like he doesn't know his own life experiences and acting as if he had better things to do. With friendships like that, I see why many men are tapped, because us women will be hugging and crying together.
And that's why they feel like they're better than you. Because of that.
What did I respond to that?
Crying over.
I responded to that. What did I say?
I didn't see your response, you know.
But you feel like you're better than me because you're crying over a fucking story about a dining table.
And I said, and you got all
of
that.
You're the worst guy to be.
And I said, you got all of that from a man eating chow mein on a podcast. Fascinating. Left it there. What kind? Brother, you've got all of that synopsis from me twiddling a fork.
But my thing, how do you think you're better than me because you're going to sit there and hug each other and cry because somebody said they didn't have a desk when they're younger and their daughter has one now?
No, but you know the difference is with life here is that some people might need that. Like, for example, you might be a person that if your girl cheats on you, you want to tell all the man them, and you want the man them to say, "Rah, that's mad," and that's the validation you need, which is no right or wrong. Say there might be a man who, if your girl cheats on him, no one's knowing. He doesn't want anyone to find out because that's how he deals with it. There's no right or wrong, but the people look at you like, no, you might look at it like, how can Taser not tell no one and be vulnerable? Is it, or Taser might look at you like, how are you telling everyone?
Yeah,
that people don't realize there's no right or wrong. But the way
I'm telling myself,
but the way social media looks is like, if you don't do this whole vulnerability and empathetic thing, and you know what I said to Taze the other day, yesterday, I said to Taze, it's interesting that a lot of the people talking about emotional intelligence and whatever want people to see the world from their perspective, and they want you to feel how they feel about something, and they lack understanding, and they lack emotional intelligence themselves. It's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me to be emotionally intelligent and understand, but you're not understanding and the most intelligent about this subject or what you're seeing. It doesn't make
Keith,
no sense.
So Keith, as this was going on, yeah, I was thinking the key word, and I think the name of the episode should be perspective. Because if we leave it up to Marv, he'll put Gooch in the title again, bro.
Remember, Taser rang his brethren because of the Gooch story.
Okay, why does that need to be the title, bro?
What do you mean? But this brother was moaning to me, Marv.
I wasn't, but stop saying moaning, bro. I'm looking out for the man.
Keith,
then,
remember
bro.
Before, yeah, when I used to do the titles, yeah, and I used to do the titles. The title would be maybe.
I said clickbait, and
it was
all sexual.
The title would be like three things. I might be like, blah, 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 this is that. Taser's like, nah, just we need clickbait. We want people to
that.
But
doesn't mean
view.
Sexual, though.
Go through the last.
No, they're not all sexual.
No, we're not.
So what are you saying?
But it's just Gooch, bro. I don't want to repost Gooch, bro. What's going on here?
Marvin, yeah, with the title.
Bro!
Brent gets his ass licked in the microwave.
You're moving mad. But my thing is this, if it was thingy, yeah? If they're all sexual, I'll say fair enough, but they're not even sexual. All
right, so wait, hold on.
It's like one in the last 10 has been sexual, bro.
Wait, hold on. So I bought this paper today because I don't want to be the one to share the story. I want to read it from somewhere, yeah?
What's this, the Kyle Walker thing?
Yeah. So basically, England...
Oh, sorry to cut you off. For context to anyone listening, if they were talking about insensitivity and, you know what I mean, no empathy or whatever, Marks came here after nearly dying from an aneurysm and all we did was laugh, and he didn't give a shit because that's what we do as friends. That's just who we are.
That's what he wanted.
He came in an app with an eye patch.
That's what he wanted, though. Because for him, that's normal.
Feel me funny talking about
that. He didn't want us to be like, oh my God, but he phoned me when he was in the hospital. He said, yo, but this is long. I might cut. We're the ones that told him to stay.
Brother.
I said to him, we know where to be serious.
Last time, you know, I was chatting to him, he was in the hospital drinking liquor with the babes, bro. But I was like, what is wrong with you? And I'm supposed to be crying with this thing.
<Fam, laughs> Life is different over
no,
here,
no,
man.
No. You're telling me, bro, this nigga's in there sipping juice in the hospital.
I'm supposed to be crying.
Do you know what the maddest thing is? Do you know how many women that I heard read in the comments saying, This is what I'll never understand men. This is your problem.
You don't understand us.
Well, we're giving you the tips, though.
But my thing is this. If you don't understand us, that's like me going to France and someone saying, French, I never understand them. If I don't try and learn, I'm never going to hear what you're saying, bro.
In English, we say, not speaking English.
We're not speaking English, bro.
Okay, so. Written by Paul Sims. I have to throw that out there. Because
Paul Sims.
Do you know why? Because I might buck Kyle Walker one day and I told him to know there's no animosity. Like, I hear you, my bro. England love rap.
Best right back in British
history. Exactly. England right back. Sorry. England love rap, or England right back, should I say.
They love a love rap. They love a love rap.
Meets estranged wife, Annie Kilner, who is 6 months pregnant with their fourth child. Annie kicked him out of the house for fathering a second baby with his model mistress, Lauren Goodman. Yesterday, they were pictured together for the first time since the split as Annie handed over their eldest child in Cheshire. So basically, he's got a side thing.
He apologized, though. You see his story?
He has to apologize.
He said that he messed up in this.
But it's the second child, though. The side thing's got another child, two. And the wife's currently pregnant with their fourth. So pregnant at the same time.
Dang.
My man had a football game, yeah.
How much did he earn a week?
Kyle Walker.
He's like on 350 a week or something, 300.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you,
he'll be all right.
No, it's not even that. I'm getting at the fact that when this all hit the paper, it's been in the papers for time, innit? Newcastle are ninth now because they got involved in a madness as well. There's three men in, I don't know which three.
Newcastle are ninth.
In the league.
Because what?
But they got a scandal as well. Three men got caught in a hotel with babes and it's.
I didn't hear about that.
I think Trippier is one of them. Yeah. So the head's gone.
You make a couple of mistakes recently as well.
That's what I'm trying to say. But Kyle Walker didn't make no mistakes. He still went on.
Could he got Pep? better than you believe.
See what I'm saying? Better than you believe. The man are tweeting, yo, this guy's mental fortitude is mad. Like, how his home is in disarray, but man's still kicking ball.
But that might drive him. No, yeah, that might be saving him. In terms of like, that's his outlet. But to be fair, I feel like these are rich nigga problems, bro.
Okay, so the wider question is, if you got caught cheating, do you think it would affect your podding?
Yes.
I think that'd be my best podding.
I'll tell you. No. I'll tell you something.
I'm fighting for my life.
We had a situation one time where, you know what I mean, it was something that wasn't even how it was. It was a live show, like early stages of Free Shots. You know what I mean? Girlfriend at the time messaged me and she was like, you know, who's ex so and so. I was sitting, bro, the whole show, literally.
Your head's hot.
Head's hot. You know what I mean? We're sitting on stage, we were in sync. Them times there. So bear in mind, bear intimate in there. You know what I mean? Bear small and intimate, bro. They're one of those ones where I'm sweating and there's not even no heat in there, bro. Bro, the whole, you know, your whole night is just ruined.
Yeah, do you know what I hate though? I hate we need to talk.
Just say what the fuck it is, bro, man.
We need to talk. I'll let you know when I get home.
So you were saying, days. You know when you were talking about man had his best game and whatever. So there's a basketball player who killed. So him and his girlfriend killed a girl. You know what I mean? Hit her body or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And they were like...
In Las Vegas. Brother. In the desert.
And then he had a game the next day. Man, 20 points and 10 rebounds.
Played like a normal.
Brother.
D-League player.
But man had 20 points. They were like, this nigga was on fire.
Well, you see,
that's when they knew he was a sicko. Yeah, how you play your best game after murdering someone? Like, they choked her out and left her out there. I think it was a misunderstanding over something petty, like an iPhone or something.
I saw a video, yeah. The guy was basically saying that when you were in school, yeah, they made it very evident who was special ed. And then everyone turned 18 and they just threw us all in the same place.
In America?
I think it was an American guy, yeah. Said that they let you know who was special ed and who went to the special class and all that stuff, yeah. But then...
Because they had a special bus for them.
No, I know. But what I'm saying
it's
is...
It's crazy because the bus was bare little.
But when you get out, like, you're just mixing with everyone. Mm. You don't know who's got something wrong with them or who's... Because some people, yeah, like... My boy sent me a video today, yeah. He said, Taser, talk about this on the pod, yeah. It's a...
In terms of just to round up the Kyle Walker thing, because we haven't rounded it up yet. As I said, I think it's rich people problems.
Why do you say it's rich people problems?
Because Kyle Walker's got so much money, like...
You still cheated on your wife, though?
No, I'm not condoning that. What I am saying is that the mistress on the other side knew his wife.
Yeah.
The wife knew about the first child.
Yeah. Yeah, but you probably said, I'm going to change.
Cool, 100%. But for me personally, that 300 bags a week,
She'll be feminine because of the kids, though.
But I think it's a combination of the kids and also the money and the lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, all those kids looked after.
Yeah, I know, but...
So I feel like sometimes it might be a bit... Like, for example, if Kyle Walker's just a regular dude, just 9 to 5, that is hot.
Yeah, but do you know what's mad, though? Like, sometimes I hear that, right, the son's on him. His net worth is 27 M's.
Really? So in terms of Kyle Walker, I feel like in terms of like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Tyreek Hill, you know, the NFL player. Mm. He's had the third baby this year. Third BMs, three BMs.
How old is he?
20s. Mm. Third baby, mom, this year. A man was
this
like...
This year?
This year, in 1 year.
What do you mean?
Third baby of the year.
Third baby?
Of the year.
Third baby, mom.
Third baby of the year with a different person. In 1 year. Yeah,
he's just artist.
Yeah, within you know, the 12-month
you know,
period.
Yeah, but you know what it is with, in America, yeah? Like, in terms of like, girls in general, there's so many girls in America, but as an athlete, you can even see, like, have you ever been to basketball? No, basketball game. If you see the basketball games, any girl, if you see a girl, like, on the front row,
she's chatting to someone. Yeah, but also, the thing that, America's very delicate, yeah, because,
and a lot of people,
and I'm not saying it, Dave Chappelle said it, yeah, a lot of these girls don't mind that.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, there's UK girls that always get onto me for, like, promoting Future. I like his music. I didn't say I like his lifestyle, but whatever. He wants to do whatever he wants to do. But they're just like, why would you promote a guy who's fathered so many kids? What's that got to do with his music? But also, the girl who's baby mom number 5 knew about the 4 and still didn't mind being 5. Yeah. And then number 6 and number 7. So it's like, these girls know, but as long as I get a fraction of his pee, rather than go to work, I'm cool with doing and, this. And, some girls have that mentality.
And in America, a lot of people have that mentality. Because now, all those women with Tyreek Hill, they never have to work again. Ever.
It depends because, okay, you see I forgot his name. It's the one where he got the babes pregnant or whatever.
Zion Williams. Zion.
No.
She's still chatting.
Brother.
I'm going to find...
You see what I'm saying about the special bus?
Still trying.
No, but like,
and bro, you know what's mad? She's way older than him as well.
Bro, like, she was the one that was in the wrong. You're preying on him.
She was on.
He dropped you out, and now you're online just crying all the time.
So the difference is mad.
She was on Ghetto Gaggers, you know?
I swear.
What? Brother. You know, one of those ones, can't believe a man got.
Like, okay, wait, okay. Not to sound insensitive, yeah, but you see that thing that's been going viral, the fan bus thing.
Yeah.
So.
What's fan bus?
The fan bus. You know the girls that sit on the bus and the guys that sit on the bus, and they just like do like a mini interview, but really and truly, they're there to get piped. By baby alien.
Ah, disgusting.
Yeah, so imagine. So if I see a girl on there typing baby alien and I go American, I bump into her, well, I should be excited. Do you know what I'm saying? You're bugging, bro. I don't want to talk to you.
I think that's disgusting.
Bro, come on, man. But it's for views. Yeah, got Charles the White. Charles the White said, yo.
I said, we picked up the thing.
I said, yeah. I want this one. I said, brother, what's going on?
That's when I knew America was a crazy place.
But America's finished. Bro.
But even at 20 versus 1,
there was the one where there's baby alien, the other little person, you know,
the guy with, is it the neck guy?
Yeah, it's tiny and he's got...
And they're arguing over one sweet and
they ran a train
sweet
on
her. Sweet one sitting there like, yeah, both of them.
They ran a train on her.
Yeah, they both had sex with her.
No.
Yes, bro. And they put it behind a paywall. People are paying to watch it. But America's different. America, you could do whatever you want. It's mad. Like, so I can't take things in America.
Bro.
But Kim, okay, I don't have a problem with Kim K, yeah? I think I have a problem with the fact that she influences so many people because some people are just stupid. I don't know how you're still looking up to...
No, but you can't be mad at her for people.
That's what I said. I'm not mad at Kim K. But some of the things she's doing is foolish. Do you see her donkey kickbacks the other day?
Oh, when she's training, bro. She trains like trash.
No, but do you know the PT that's training her? It's like... That PT knows what she's doing. So why have you not addressed Kim K?
The PT don't want.
There was a PT there.
Yeah, the PT's the one training her.
It's a session.
And if you see the PT's not a joke, you know? Like, she's a serious PT.
Yeah,
so
but the thing that I feel like with a lot of PTs, some of them is genetics. So.
What?
Like, for example, like, if I was a PT, yeah?
You could still tell someone if they're...
Definitely, 100%. But then someone could look at me and be like, yeah, I want to do what Marvin does. Brother, I'm eating Chinese right now and chow mein. Like. Don't look at me. Don't watch me. You will get belly.
No, but what I'm saying is
so some girls is genetics, but then some girls look at another girl and be like, oh my God, I want a body like you. It's genetics, bro. Like, she's worked, but like, you ain't got the same body type. Even remember when Gina was in here and Gina was like, you can't train genetics.
Yeah.
You can work hard and get your body to a certain, but you can't grow hips. You can't grow, like, there's certain things you can't.
No, but Gina's recruiting hella cheeks though. You see the squad? They just got shakes, man.
Yeah. I was going.
The recruitment over there is wavy. I can't even lie.
That's the conversation. Shout out Justine, though. With you, man, because I know your views are both going to be very different and they'll be very excited, exciting. Oh. So, you know the conversation? You're Simone Biles. Yeah, conversation. You know, Simone Biles, the gymnast, and her man, where they were having a conversation, and he was talking about basically,
he didn't know who she was.
And basically, and it was hilarious because people were talking about, oh, she's a multimillionaire, she's this, she's all of this. Basically, they listed all her accomplishments, yeah? And it's funny because I was listening to Joe, yeah? And Joe is hilarious because they tried to do the whole, you know, being proper. And Joe was like, if they went out on a night out together,
I'm tired already. I know what he's going
to
say.
Who's getting moved to the most? A man said, if they go out, a man said, we're talking about who's the catch, isn't it? Man said, cool. Man said, she put numbers on the board. If they said, you know what I mean? If they put their best turned clothes on and they hit the strip, who's the catch?
And then girls, do you know what I didn't like about the conversation? One girl was basically hating on him, basically saying he's like the third in his position. So basically, if the person who's first gets injured, there's someone else, and then that person gets injured, then my man plays.
But he's there.
He's there. And then
she wanted the third stringer.
No, but she started going into his accomplishments,
and stuff, saying he's nothing.
But my thing is this, Simone Giles herself, is that her name?
Biles, sorry.
Simone Biles herself said, I moved to him. She doesn't have a problem saying that. Why are you so angry?
Some of these girls are saying, she doesn't know her worth.
It's the same thing in terms of the video. Like, people are just projecting, as in, like,
she's happy. What's that saying? And people are taking pricing over someone else's headache. It's not even a headache.
The person is cool.
But she's on the pod. It's not even like he's talking about her. She's not there. She's there grinning hella teeth. They are happy in love.
People are.
And you at home are vexed.
But here's my thing, right? Because they were like, oh, is they embarrassing this woman? So I was like, nobody would have an issue if she was like, you know what? I was out there minding my business. You know what I mean? This brother's DM me. Don't know who he is from anywhere. You know what I mean? But I was feeling him or whatever. But he was, you know what I mean? He was feeling me. He's moved to me. You know what I mean? I'm the catch. Nobody would have an issue with that.
Also,
but with him now, he said, yes. But he relayed. So it's not like he made anything up. He's like, this is how it played out. And they were mad at him as well because he's like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I think initially people were saying he was lying because they were saying he said he didn't know who she was.
But man said, I don't watch gymnastics.
Tweets came out and he was like, he mentioned her name in a tweet.
Yeah, that's where he fucked up then.
So
people were like, why are you lying? So I think that's where people that started not liking him. From. Yeah. I said, there was a grap before. And now they were like, look, you're lying. Like, you knew who she was. But I don't know. One of our friends
was in America, yeah? And he phoned me. He's like, yo, I'm going to this party. I'm going to try to do, like, obviously, he was feeling himself. And Rihanna was supposed to be there, innit? He goes, I'm just going to try to go up to her. Don't know who she is. I'm going to try to chat to her. She looked at him like, let's not do this.
there's certain people, yeah?
Let's not do this, fuck
bro. Do you know what it is, yeah?
You know what I have, man.
When people come up to us, yeah, and they're like, where do I know you from? Yeah.
You don't.
That jars me because I'm like,
you know,
like, you know what I say?
You know where you know me from.
I don't know. So I don't really do anything.
I
tell
people I have one of those faces.
Yeah. I just leave it there. Because I make you look stupid. Because allow me in it. Because don't do that. You know, if you see me, you know who I am in it.
So you know whose I am.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't, it's not a problem, but then don't do that.
But the one thing,
Rihanna, you can't go up to Rihanna and say, who are you? Or, where do I know you? Rihanna.
Now, you know when a man just tried to have a chat and just like, just try to just chat. Oh, you do music? Yeah, and Rihanna will give it to you. Respect. She's pregnant again, you know.
Brother, of course it. No, what, for third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, ASAP is not playing around.
Come on, you must have seen. Sure, he must have sent you the tweet. Because I know I sent it to him. Where my man was like, Rihanna's pregnant again. And the man said, I need to see ASAP's meat. Or something along those lines. You saw it. And I was like, my brother, what is going on there?
I saw another tweet of her doing the Fenty shoot in the underwear. And someone says, I see why she's already pregnant now. Like, brother, ASAP is not playing around, bro.
No, but these men need to stop with this whole, like, bro, did you see that there's a concept in America that they keep doing, yeah? It's 20 versus 1. So, like, a brother will be standing there and then 20 girl or the other way around, girls, yeah? So, there's one with Tiana Trump. And then a brother came up and goes, and you come up, the person says yes or no.
The one where she ain't got enough bodies.
No. And then you leave. And then you come up. The ones that she's agreed to, you now come up and you get to ask her a question. If you like her answer, you're like, all right, cool, let me advance to the next round. The brothers come up and asking Tiana Trump a question. So everyone's like, what's your question? He goes, how long did Kai Cenat last? Big man. You're the one.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk,
Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
That's here with the babes. You worried about our next man?
No, but you, do you know what it is? The only problem with that, he probably said that so that he can go viral.
For what?
For that.
But you, know, you know how people are.
That's what you want to go viral for?
You know, yeah, but the funny thing, look, you're talking about him now.
True.
And people that know him will be like, yo, blah, 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 and casting that, I'm going to please talk about it.
He buried him.
See, that's what I'm saying. But look what's happened, though. The guy that no one knew is being spoken about by casting that.
And I hope they all walk the shit out of him, bro, but he don't get what he wants.
Do you see the one with Takeoff? Is it Takeoff? Offset? Takeoff, and the girl says to him, oh, what country have you been to? What's your favorite country outside of America? Man said,
Quavo.
Quavo, he's gone out of Japan. He's gone, no, outside of America. What are you talking about?
You gotta say that, yeah, Buzz Red.
What the? She tried to like act smart, and then when he was like, probably Japan or I think it said Tokyo, and then she was going, no, like outside of this country. Then he stopped and been like,
oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Like Asia, you know what I mean? Outside of, you know,
outside of America, like, and he was like, but that's what?
You just gotta press the red button, man. What is that?
See Stephen A. Smith going off on my man.
No, I'm sorry, but I didn't see it. I haven't read it.
Going off on who?
The fat brother, the other fat black brother.
Oh, I forgot what his name is.
There's like another,
they used to do a show together.
There's another presenter, and basically, but he thinks he's like an Uncle Tom.
He called out because he called out Stephen A. Bro, I've been watching. I know this dude. His name's just slipped my mind now. We'll pop it in the thingy, and he kind of obviously criticized Stephen A. about. So he mentioned that he was, you know, he went to you know, kind of scouts game or whatever, and I was on job that day. I did shit I've never done before, and shit I've never done after. He was like, I was on form that day, and boom, boom, boom. So it's all from his book. And my brother came out there and he said, gas! He's like, Stephen A's lying, da 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 da. Oh, Stephen A. Smith was
cooked him.
No. You need to, bro. It's the way, because if you think of how Stephen A is, yeah, because he's, you know, prime time. You know, he kind of has to control how he speaks about certain things.
He was angry.
Ah, bro, it is absolutely hilarious. Listen.
You betrayed me. Did you tell the folks that, you bitch? Did you tell them? You fat piece of shit. Did you tell them that? No, bro. Got the names. We got Jemele Hill. We got Howard Bryant. You want me to bring up the other writers that would... You
betrayed
me.
Listen, you fat bitch.
But you know, to put it into context, that's like Ian Wright on a podcast talking about Mikal Richards. Like, for example. No, Richards. Said, brother, you wouldn't have that here.
I'd love that, though.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, but it wouldn't be like, you might have a man that would say, like, when Zaha was talking about Ravel Morrison, he was like, we don't want passing, man, whatever, like, he's an idiot. Or like, you might get that. Between players that don't like each other, but man came out on a you fat shit. Like, what?
By the way, I did extra research. Let me just read this out just to get it out there. The friendship topic, we ain't wrapped up yet. So I was reading a book here and it was talking about basically how your childhood, adolescent, and adult friendships manifest differently. Part of the reason for this is because of the way the brain works at those different stages in life. So your brain's still developing in your teenage years. So the way you value, understand, and connect with people changes. Socially, things change. So you spend more time with your peers over your parents. Reasons for this could be due to the change that your brain reward center.
What age is that?
Teenage. So like, let's say from like 12 to about 19. So the reason for this is due to the changes in your brain reward center, known as the ventral striatum. Its activation makes hanging out with friends more enjoyable and motivates you to spend more time with them. Studies also show that this region is highly reactive in your teenage years. That's probably what explains why teenagers place so much emphasis with the connections with their peers. Theory of mind is also a concept that is the ability to understand thoughts, motivations, and points of views, and to realize that they may be different from your own. This ability hinges on the careful coordination of various parts of your brain, often referred to as the social brain. Babies develop it around 18 months. They believe that everyone knows exactly what... Yeah, so basically, babies develop it at 18 months. Before that, they believe that everyone knows exactly what they know. So anything a baby does, they believe you know.
That's what they cry.
Yeah.
So
they can't come.
Like, they can't communicate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They feel like I've communicated as best as I can.
Like, I'm hungry. You're not hearing. Yeah, yeah.
So back in the day, they used to say that this was fully developed by the age of 5, but scientists have now said it continues to mature and improve well into your teenage years and maybe further. Regions within the social brain shows increased connectivities during your teens compared to your childhood. And as a result of this, teenagers can better understand their friends' perspective, allowing deeper connections to flourish. Some people describe it as a metaphysical connection, two bodies, two minds, perfectly in sync. That's why you'll find that in your teenage years, you feel like your best friend is your best friend. I'm saying whoever the person may be. Your ability to connect with other people depends on coordination of actions, emotions, physiology, and thoughts. Psychologists call this interpersonal synchrony. The first signs of the baby is when you mimic what your parents do. This increases as you get older and you make friends. So for example, when you're walking alongside your good friend, sometimes you might just start walking at the same pace and taking the same stride without even communicating. It's just something that just happens. This is something that they've studied. Further research in regards to what we're talking about, in regards to who you should call friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So studies show that you have to spend 40 to 60 hours with someone before they go from an acquaintance to a casual friend.
Casual?
Yeah. Then they get upgraded to a fully fledged friend after you spend about 80 to 100 hours with each other. Then it gets elevated to a best friend after you spend about 200 hours of quality time.
So what about the... what about the
big emphasis on quality time.
What about the girls that swap Instagrams and toilets? Where's that on that list?
15 minutes.
No, but what is it? What is
15
that?
15 minutes under the comments. Talk about babes.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Babes.
Yeah, this is studies. This is scientists read by. So you know that going around spending... you've spent 2 hours...
no, I hear it. Cause
with each other, calling each other friends and besties.
Yeah, but socials... like even in socials, you'll see that. My bro.
No, but quality time. You got to decide what's quality time now. And quality time is not like... in a rave, it's not deemed as quality time, to be fair. You got to be like...
difficult. It might be though.
If you're sitting with each other, just gossiping, people watching, dancing, all that stuff, maybe. But if there's a big group of you, you're not connecting with everyone.
But that's what I'm saying. But what is a connection though? It depends on how you connect with people. Because sometimes, example, you know, guys can be like, they can be in a room with a woman. Like, in terms of men and women, our quality time is different in terms of a guy's quality time with a woman. Yes, can be specialized in terms of, all right, I'm talking to you, having a conversation. But I feel like a lot of man's quality time with a woman is just her being in the room with them. Like, you being around me, I like you being around me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but to that woman, that's not quality time.
But they have to discuss
because quality time to her might be like, I don't want you on your phone. I don't want you watching TV. I want you to speak to me and engage.
Okay, cool. But then you see, but you see with that, what you'd now need to do is you lot are working on two. You know, like in Street Fighter, where you have your health bar, she has her health bar. Yes, your health bar is when she's just around, running around with you, doing errands, blah, blah. But then hers might be, let me sit down and talk.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It depends on what connection is.
You need to know your person.
So I'm saying that rave, for example, it could be
love language.
You having your mandem around you and like every man just enjoying themselves. That could be a way of you connecting to your brethren. Whereas another man might be like, nah, I want a bit more like us, man, maybe playing football, like we're doing team board exercises.
Football's another example.
Connection's different.
Football's another example because when you go play Sunday football, that's their man are connecting.
Or even five a side.
Well, I guess people connect differently. And I'll give you an example where something that me and Anton were laughing about today. While I was in Dubai, it's the longest time we've gone without speaking. Because I realized when I was away, me and Ant will speak at least 12 times in one day. But it's not even...
is that why?
You were?
You were. 12 times a day?
No. And I'll tell you why. And it's hilarious.
On the phone or messages?
Phone. Like, literally, because you know when he's at work or whatever, like, if anything pops up, it's kind of like we'll have a conversation now.
That's not a why, because Matthew can call me, like, 12 times. It's not a why.
But it's literally, but it's tiny little conversations.
Man, just small conversations. 2 minutes here, there.
But with us...
just 12 times a day.
But with whatever it is, we have just multiple conversations.
You might have exaggerated.
No, and I'll tell you... No. But I'll tell you...
That's a nigga line.
There was a girl I was seeing at the time, and, you know, I mentioned it to her at the time, and I was like, oh, literally, we just talk, you know, that's just what we do. And she's like, oh, you know, she said the same shit. You lot said. And it's funny because I called up Anton, yeah? And I was like, you're a hypocrite. And he was like, why? And I was like, you do something every day that you would judge every other man for doing. And he was like, what's that? I was like, you call me like 10 times a day. And I was like, you would judge anybody else for doing.
Yeah, this. But just for mad. This guy tried to do that to me the other day, you know? So obviously, you know.
I call you 10 times a day.
No. We were talking about.
What's going on here?
We're talking about gossiping.
is I don't gossip. What are you talking about? We gossip all the time, but we don't call it gossip.
I don't gossip, I don't gossip.
Oh, no. So we're chatting to each other, yeah? What do you think we're doing?
I don't gossip.
But
don't,
we're gossiping, bro. Marvin says that gossip is an exchange of information.
Don't you ever in the whole wide world say that I'm gossiping.
But so it's that gossiping. We talking shit about the haters, about the apps.
No, but tell the truth. The reason why I say I don't gossip is because more times when someone says something, tell the truth, I never know who the person is. Tell the truth, anytime someone mentions the name, I'm like, who's that? I need to see a picture. I don't know the person.
So does that mean you're not involved in the gossip?
No, but I'm a secondary bystander.
What are we doing here?
I swear to you, bro.
Hey, you're Chinese, bro.
I'm telling you. When do I come to man and say, yo, I never guess. I don't.
But see, we're talking about, you know, being friendships and how people bond and how people hang out. And it's dope because it ties back to the strip club conversation you had at the beginning.
And I tell you, the other day, my wife called me creepy. You know, I frequent strip clubs. I don't want, you know, that's something I like to do. And my wife said I was creepy because I go to strip clubs by myself. Is that creepy? I think that's better than going with the fellas. That's creepy to me. Hey, y'all, let's all go to the strip club and get our dicks hard together as a group of friends. Drive home in a quiet car and not talk about any of the things we've seen or done. Oh, nigga, I go by myself.
You know what's so funny about that video, yeah? 90s baby Fred, I don't know what you were on when you answered that question. But they said he went to his boy's house, man, put on a porno.
What?
Bro.
Recently?
Bro.
Or like when he was younger?
Now, he just said that, like, there was a time where all the man went to link up and the man put on a porno. Like, bare man just watching a porno.
But back in the day, I hear it simply because, you know what I mean? Like, bro, you might have the one porno there.
You hear it?
No, I'm saying this is the one porno there.
Why are you all watching porno together, bro?
What's the porno you're
bro, man, them were younger. There's one porno.
What? But
let me borrow that and watch it in my own time, man.
That's the problem, bro. Who's letting it go? When I was young, I had the one porno, bro. And if you think you're taking this, bro, you know.
But you can't be watching it as a group, bro. That's what you ought. What are you not doing? I don't understand.
So watch the video, then you go do your thing later.
So everyone's sitting in the living room with hard meat. No, man.
That is, but I don't know what's going on there, bro.
I'm not saying it's, you know what I mean? I'm not saying this is right, but I'm just saying. I hear it. Logistically,
I don't hear it, man. You're by yourself, man. The bias changed you. Look at come back crazy.
Right,
her BB come back mad.
Man said her BB.
We were checking out at a hotel, yeah? My brethren's leaving. And so we're leaving or whatever. And the man says to my brethren, oh, you know what I mean? Did you enjoy yourself? The man's like, yeah. Man said, I know.
I don't hear it.
The way the brother says, I know.
Have you ever been chopping a girl before and you're like, and she's making bare noise and you're like, the neighbors, man, or the people next door, man, even, no?
Yeah, I need to move my bed from the wall, man.
Because sometimes it's like, no, yeah. I don't mean in your house, wherever anyway, but it's kind of like, you're like,
this guy just chopping outside.
No, not outside, but I'm just like, because I know, it sounds weird here, but like, when a girl's making bare noise, it turns me on, but sometimes it turns me off. Because I'm like,
you're worrying about who's around.
Yeah, because in my mind I'm thinking, because what I don't want to do is get her.
But some girls hold themselves back. I don't like that.
Yeah, let it all
I'm
out.
I'm like, let it all out, but then
give it to them.
But don't start like howling like
ambulance.
Out,
there's one thing you sound like an ambulance, bro.
What?
Bro, like, I swear to you, bro. Sound like an ambulance, bro.
You know when you put your
it was mad. So that's what it's the coolest. After a while, they'd be like, yo, ambulance, just get vexed. So I don't say that. I'm not going to make no noise next time. I'm like, that's a joke, man.
You know when you put a car in first, you know you're driving a car and it's in a gear, but you're supposed to go and gear up.
And you go,
no, but it just makes that sound. There's that continuous sound where you know you're supposed to change gear and it makes a certain sound. Is that one there? I mean, is that exact sound there?
What are you going to say, Taze? You'll say something and then...
I was going to say, before we wrap up, is there anything new that you want to share to the listeners?
I was going to say, Diddy has now lost all ownership of Ciroc and De Leon.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I thought he did already.
No, remember they were just Diageo, having... They were having a beef there.
They
dropped him a P there. And said, cut, man. But remember... But
I think it's because
wish
all
we
of
recorded
the
that. I phoned this guy. I said, bro, Diddy is in the mud. He was like, why did you say that?
But
said,
I think he knew.
No, you said it in the pod.
Bro, think about
it. But I called you. I said, wait, but I knew way before the pod. The first time I said it on the pod, I was thinking about 2-3 months before that because that
the thing
good
he
role,
was doing
yeah
didn't make
he
sense.
Made no
he
sense
done
bro.
Over there and 50 Cent commented and said
He's not going to the
Oh, the Grammys.
Yeah.
50's too funny. 50's like going to the Grammys. He said, 50 said, you ain't gonna win it anyway.
Yeah, because literally like
everything... 50 is on his neck.
50's gonna do a show about him,
did he?
And
even Uncle Murder when he done the
brother,
did he do it? But I'm like, brother, you murder on his neck.
But we had an episode called "Did He Do It or Not?"
No, but the thing is, we spoke about it constructively. But Uncle Murder's got a tune where he's like,
no, but you
got
to remember, I think in America they've known. Like I told you, if you go do your research, this guy's been in and out of court for the past 15-20 years. But we just ain't seen it in the news.
Yeah, but America's like
he's been settling out of court. Yeah, I know. But what the things he's been going court for is like maybe going to a club and just boxing the security guard. Because he's
slapping
Diddy.
People.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I think he's pissed off someone that's like big. We've all seen reality TV shows. Sorry, we've all seen TV shows. We can speculate. You piss off the wrong person at one point, everything comes crumbling down.
Brent, I'm going to need you to grab a mic for 2 minutes.
Oh.
What?
Let's talk to him.
For the next phase, we're just segueing into something for 2 minutes.
Why is your mic always on?
No, I just assume that I might chip in.
Do you think he did it, Brent?
No.
Michael Jackson.
Jake's. Michael Jackson.
You said TD Jakes.
Oh my god!
1 second.
Do you think TD Jakes is a power
bottom? Taylor says I'm gone.
I don't know these guys. Sometimes you gotta be like,
I don't know.
He's a pastor.
Man, like, no,
two dicks
takes, bro.
You know what?
They
called him two dicks takes.
If you shared,
Mum is
exposed
to
that,
Mum is
exposed only.
I was Joe Budden in it, man. Man said two dicks takes, bro.
No, but you know what?
Do you think he was keeping up with them fuckeries at Diddy's boys? In your opinion?
No, do you know what I do? Sorry to cut you, Ben. Do you know what I do think? That the relationship was very weird. Because as a pastor of a massive church and a man of God, you've got no business being around Diddy and at his parties. So I did think that was a bit like, why are you there?
Did they say Jesus hung out with the sinners?
No, but Jesus ain't going to be at a party with Diddy, bro. Like, or like, and the thing is, the way he was taking pictures of him, like he was happy. Like, it wasn't like Diddy came to the church as a member and took a picture. You're at Diddy's event. What's TJ doing there?
Well, according to what they're saying, he getting his balls drained.
I'm not the one saying these things, bro.
Brett, they are saying TD Jakes was in there. You know
what, so what you said, bro?
I don't know the guy at all. I don't watch his sermons at all. However, when I saw the clip of Tyler Perry going on stage and putting his hands on TD Jakes, and then
TD Jakes started shaking.
Brent was like that.
What?
Brent was like that.
Tyler Perry is a man of God like that.
This, no.
So you're getting touched by
precisely, and you're on the full so Brent stage. Is you're on the pulpit, orgasm. And you are shaking like he's put the Holy Spirit into you. That is phony, absolutely phony.
Yeah, because TD, I've heard of what's his name? Tyler Perry speaking about God and like he believes in God and that he prays and whatever. But
no, they say he's a minister.
But the minister.
Who's a minister?
Tyler Perry now. That's what they say.
Nah.
They're like he's an ordained man of God.
To be honest, America is mad. But that is not that for me. That was like no.
Has Tyler Perry touched TD Jakes and he's shaking? Like, I ain't seen that clip.
And then you had the woman that was on stage saying drop the baby, something like that. Some phrase that they were saying. And apparently, you know how I go down stupid rabbit holes and I believe everything once it is, I see something that I don't like. So that was something that did. Some...
So did you go down the TD Jakes rabbit hole?
Yeah, I did.
So did you see anything in there?
It was just darkness. I couldn't find my way back up.
Right, you know, that's what she
be
said.
The bottom button.
The only point I've got with TD Jakes is the way he sweats. Sometimes I look at him, I'm like, I don't know if I trust you.
Hey, Marv.
Yeah.
I'm asking, I want to know if you think he did it.
Okay,
man. I know you don't care. You don't care about nothing. Do you think he did it?
I don't know, man. But
you think he's a power bottom?
But the way
he's specific. What? There was specific wording.
The way...
it's a power bottom.
The way... there's a video, though.
Please Google what a power bottom is. Because it's always funnier when you read these things. So please Google, because we want to explain to Marvin. Just go on... Just Google what a power bottom is.
Is that better at the bottom of the plumbing?
No. There's a bottom. That's what a bottom is. But a power bottom is specific. You know what I mean? That's why it's always funny with Taser.
Do you actually Google it before?
Oh, yeah, yes.
All right.
I Googled it after I heard it because I wanted to know what
Googled
it in Dubai.
Is this the right article, though? Oh yeah, it's a men's health article. What is a power bottom? Here's the here's what the sex term really means. Written by Zachary Zane.
Man's throwing these people under the bus.
No, no, no.
I don't know what PR team Taser's been working with.
No, no,
but
because
he's throwing the writers under the bus.
No, Taser's doing that so that if he reads it out and you're the one clips this, it's by Zach's brother. It's not by me.
You know what I'm saying?
Just say his name in the middle of the clip as well. They give the bus.
So it says, you've probably heard the term pillow princess, aka starfishing, to describe a sexual partner who likes to lie back and receive pleasure in the bedroom and not do anything else. So power bottom. In the queer community, these men are known as power bottom. They're the kind of sex partners who doesn't just lie there. They're controlling the tempo of the sex along with the depth of the penetration. They're telling their partner to switch positions. No way do they wait for the top to tell them what to do. They know there's a difference between being penetrated and being submissive, and that when you're on the receiving end of the intercourse, you can still be the more dominant partner. It's not the same as topping from the bottom. Which is a bad practice in BDSM.
Nothing else that we have a play, huh? I get pum-pum down.
Yo. Wait, hold on. It continues. Outside of the bedroom, power bottoms often pride themselves on being able to take the biggest penises imaginable.
Okay, the first bit was cool.
At any moment's notice. You might find them in the gym working on their squat game. So they can have the biggest butt as possible.
I've never heard you read an ad this good before.
You're dumb.
No, but I'm like,
brother,
you know what I mean? You read that written
by Zachary Zane. But listen.
You got bears, you got love.
I can read, bro.
No, that was seamless.
What do you mean? Wait, I need to add to play you this because I know you're going to find it funny, yeah? So, you know, the whole beef between Steve Harvey and Cat Williams, yeah? Cat Williams said it's because of...
His kids went up to him and asked him.
Basically, there was a point where Steve Harvey was the celebrity and Cat Williams was on the come up. So, Steve Harvey had a show in Detroit, weren't selling tickets. So they said... So they added Cat Williams. But listen to when he spoke about it on the radio.
I don't know how Cat buried him.
He dressed him up.
Play what Cat Williams has said about Steve Harvey. Play that for us right now. We're going to play
Steve
this.
Harvey, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to you. Because you didn't have to accept this. You could have just said, no, I'm not going to do it. You have been the king of comedy as long as we've had one. Matter of fact, the whole phrase, king of comedy, can be attributed to you. That you would allow me to share the same stage as you. I don't know why people made this a championship bout. I don't know why you was okay with that. I want to apologize for what's going to happen.
Who is this nigga?
But the second that you get on stage, I need you to understand that that's your final time.
What the fuck?
Water seeks its own level. You can't stop it, playboy. It is what it is. So I hope you're ready. I hope you got a team of writers. You're going to need about 6 or 7 of them. You're going to need a couple cups of coffee. You're probably going to need some illegalities. But the one thing that's not going to happen, you're not going to beat me. It's not possible. The only thing you could do is forfeit.
Yeah.
The
only thing funnier than what he said there is that he went on the show and he cooked the shit out of
him. Have you seen it?
No. He cooked him, bro. That's why, bro. Yeah, that's why him saying all of that.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's why
that wavy, because you see what he said? Oh,
brother, he caught him.
Wait, where is it on YouTube?
Just go and find it. Find it.
Search Cat Williams versus Steve Harvey in full. It's a New Year's Eve event. But I've seen the set by itself. I didn't know it was a battle, but I've seen Cat stand up. But he
That's the way he
him,
talked
bro.
About man's wig. So him talking about man's wig now isn't the first time. But before him, Brent goes away, so do we agree? Do we think he touched them dicks before we move on? Because there's something else. So
no, I don't know.
I don't know you.
I'm not knowledge enough on the subject.
They acknowledge enough about that of the shit we talk about.
But there's a video. But there's a video where I don't know if he's in church or is a TD. Does he have a show?
TJ's got a big church, a massive church.
Does he have a show though?
I think he's got one of them. Yeah, he brought.
You see the video where the police officers like dancing and twerking. The TD Jakes rubbing his leg. But it looks like he's grabbing his meat in his trousers, bro.
Grabbing his own leg.
His own leg. He's got his hand in his pocket. It looks like he's rubbing his meat and he's just excited.
But you know how the internet...
police twerking,
you
bro.
You know how the internet can find little clips when something happens.
The video looking a bit dodgy still.
It is a bit, you know. But I know you like to, before we round up, I want to give everyone something to watch because I know you're going to enjoy it and I know Brent likes a little rabbit hole. You know Armie Hammer? The actor. The man from Uncle. Social Network. You know, so did you watch The Social Network?
Yeah.
So you know the Winklevoss twins, so the guy who plays the twins.
Can you show me the picture, please?
I'll show you. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
Yeah, that's his name.
I heard of the toothpaste.
So Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, blood.
Oh, but sorry. Yes, but that's his name, Armie Hammer.
He says Armie Hammer.
That's they call him Armie for short. So his granddad.
Is it Armie Hammer or Armie Hammer?
His name is Armie Hammer. But is, you know what I mean? His granddad is Armie Hammer. So with him, his name is Armie Hammer.
His granddad's
well.
The toothpaste guy.
He's
baking soda.
So, yeah. Okay, no. That's so, you're thinking of, there's difference between Armand Hammer and Arm and Hammer.
Yeah.
So, the toothpaste is Armand Hammer.
That's what he said. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. But that's what you're confusing. His name's Armand. So, it's Armand Hammer. Oh, so that's okay. What it sounds
show me
like.
A picture.
So, I'll show you Armand Hammer. So, he was in that movie.
That's a nice little way to end it, to be fair.
Armie Hammer. Let me show you.
What's the show?
Armie Hammer. It's called House of Hammer and it delves into his family, but I'll tell you. You know what I mean? Oh. What it is.
What's it on?
I watched it on the plane. I'm not sure. You might be able to find it. You might even be able to find it on YouTube. Mm. So with him, yeah, he was doing well. You know what I mean? He was in a lot of films, a lot of TV shows. Doing well. Like, he was on his come up. Like, he was definitely bound. You know, handsome dude, tall, whatever. He was bound to be one of the next biggest things. And then he had a scandal where women started leaking his DMs. And he was talking about wanting to dominate them. Eat their ribs. Must have heard it.
Eat their ribs.
So one girl, she exposed him. She was like, basically, he wanted to have two of her ribs removed by a doctor. He could eat them. And there was just bare things where, and then he got accused of.
Is that even possible?
Then accused of sexual assault. But this documentary, when it ties into the family history, yeah? When it goes all the way up, because his granddad, like his great-grandfather, Armand Hammer.
Was on the
like,
same thing.
Very influential, like proper, you know, around Prince Charles and all of these people, like everyone. Then his grandfather, same thing where they were, you know, deviant. His dad, deviant, and him. So it kind of breaks it down where you, when you look at the whole story, yeah, bro, it is insane. Because even so, there was his auntie, she wrote a book exposing the family essentially. So she ended up getting excommunicated and she was just talking about the men, how bad the men in that family are essentially and so on. Bro, like when you watch that documentary, it is bloody.
What's it called?
In House of Hammer.
Because
with him,
what's on Netflix?
I'm not sure if it's on there. I watched it on the plane today. I watched it on the plane when I was flying back, so I'm not sure what actual thingy. But it's genuine. It's three parts, 45 minutes each, but it's genuinely worth watching because you know when you look at something and you're like, you lot are sick.
Do you know what I saw a dude do on the plane that, when I was coming back from Houston? You know, like when you got the airplane headphones are dead. I don't know if they've got like two ports. Yeah.
Or you'd rip.
But then some of the headphones they give you haven't got two. It's got one. So when you put it in one, it sounds better on the right ear, but not on the left and vice versa. I saw this dude literally put his headphones in on his, I don't know if it was on his phone or something. And he started to film on his phone and he went to the same time on the thingy. And I could see him, I was like, what's he doing? I could see him through the chair and he kind of
scrubbed it.
So he started playing it in his headphone and you could see him stop. He's like, and he sat back and obviously he had like the big like.
So he's listening to it on his phone, but he's watching it on the
screen.
Genius. You know what I mean? He's
studying. It was cold still.
Study him for science.
Have you got anything to share? Watching wise.
But yeah, House of Hammer.
anyone that's listening, House of Hammer.
Mine is The Kin on BBC iPlayer.
I thought you were going to talk about My Man.
Who?
Obviously, can't do it today. The Mad, the one that.
Oh, Saltburn.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen that.
I
need to watch that one still.
I heard it's cold. I want to watch it. When Taylor told me about it, I heard about it. I was like, But everyone's story I've seen it on has said the same thing. This film is mad.
It's mad.
The act is amazing. Like, what everyone said it.
I'm saying he's alternate Joker in Batman. Yeah. And he's alluded to the fact that they're going to, a future Batman's going to be based on him being a Joker.
Saltburn.
The actor.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying.
He's going to be better.
Which actor is it?
Bobby Keown. I can't say
the guy was in Top Boy, the Irish brother.
Yeah, the Irish brother.
I've not watched Top
Boy. I reckon his performance as Joker, if they ever do it, will be better than Heath Ledger.
That's a big statement.
I'm saying it. Taser Black is saying it. Not Three Shots, like Marv likes to do. Taser Black is saying it.
I'm going
to
check it out.
Check it out.
I'm going to watch the movie.
The reason why I say that is because he makes you feel uncomfortable when you watch him, but you can't look away. It's that feeling. Yeah, but, so as a Joker, in Batman, but he's going to have Batman doing some strange things.
Yeah, but the thing about Heath Ledger's Joker is Heath Ledger's Joker was like, you want it, like, you've never had a Joker where you wanted him to win. Like, I wasn't upset he won. Normally, when a baddie wins, you're vexed or you want Batman to win. I didn't, but
Did you watch the new Batman?
Yeah, and Joker.
How'd you find Riddler?
Joker actually won.
How'd you find Riddler?
I think Riddler's all right. The end bit was a bit, but Riddler was cool. That new Batman's actually a very good Batman.
If I jump out my chair and attack you, you're going to say I'm mad, bro.
I didn't say it was bad. It was Keith that said it was bad.
The what?
Oh, it was you. The new Batman. I said it was wavy.
I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, the new Batman's wavy, bro.
Thank you.
It's a bad boy Batman.
And the thing is,
watch it again now.
No, wait. We already said we're going to pull him up on charges. No, we're going to pull him up on charges, bro.
You've got a few
watching it in background noise.
No, I watched it in the cinema.
Directors doing cuts composition.
No, I watched it in the cinema.
We got him on charges for Dubai already.
Oh, nah, man.
As in, you said you was rubbish and then you stayed there for 25 days.
Yeah.
You're on charge.
She's getting longer. Your rap sheet's getting longer, bro.
Young fuck, we're playing lifestyle in court. What did this lyric mean?
Opinions may change with new information.
No, but that Batman, watch it again. Cold, I'm telling you, it's cold. Even when he's, when the policeman's chatting to him and then, like, he wakes up and they try to take his mask off. And then Commissioner Gordon talks to him and he's like, need to get out of here, man, blah, blah. Then he just punches him, bow, and he runs, closes the door, and then he just, even the way, like, he jumps off the building the first time he's used the zip.
Yeah.
And then, it wasn't perfect because he'd never done it before.
And it wasn't sexual.
And the way he just dropped, bang.
You know, it wasn't sexual with Catwoman, if I remember correctly. They never had an intimate moment where he was awake.
But they had a similar moment because I think their parents or there's, like, something.
Yeah, there was bonding.
There's bonding, yeah.
Bonding, obviously.
Trauma
when he
bonding.
Yeah, it was basically.
I'm telling you, it's sick.
Cold, man. It's cold.
It's a sick Batman.
But yeah, Brent, we're out.
Even the music.
Bookham.
Oh, yeah. Also, Dubai Ouds as well. Man, got some Ouds from Dubai. Check out the Instagram page. I just started it the other day. Dubai_Ouds. Just DM me, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And if you get to this part of the pod, as I like to do, send me a signal, lightning bolt to the DMs. And also,
send him an aubergine.
Send Marv chow mein.
Send him meat.
Send Marv the chow mein.
No, if you do get to the part, send me the chow mein bowl. Because there's a chow mein bowl of chopsticks in it.
Yeah,
send me that stuff.
And then let me know if you don't want season 2 of Taser Black Helpline. If I'm going to bring it back, let me know.
There's going to be one person that's going to send you a dick pic. Somebody has to pick. Yeah, someone has to send you a dick pic.
I'm reporting them, bro.
Thank you for dick pic. Just coming from Dubai.
What?
That's the world that you just came from.
I said,
dick pics and shit.
I came from the world of everywhere you go in Dubai, bro. Someone's trying to sell you pussy. you're like, brother. And I didn't even have an issue with the fact that they were selling it. It's the prices they were throwing out there. And I was like, yo, you lot are pricing yourself out the game. Marcus, she said 5,000 dirhams. You know, you pull your phone out, like, I want to check just to be sure what this is. Brother, that's a rack. You're crazy.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.